time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Daniel Swartz is on the phone from Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. Daniel, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Great to be here.
Great to have you. And what's your musical background?
Well, you know, the usual high school band. I played oboe and took piano and voice lessons. I came to classical music because it was kind of semi-forbidden, my parents' record collection, and started playing William Koppel's Rhapsody in a Theme of Paganini when my fellow high school students were playing other loud music.
Now, wait a minute. Did your parents make those records off-limits to make them more interesting
yes.
to you?
Oh, yes, very clearly.
I see. I see. Very clever. So classical music being taboo got you into classical music.
It really did, and I've enjoyed it since, and I actually, I'm a rabbi here, and I teach music history when I introduce new pieces of music, including that Franz Schubert was the mentor of really the first modern Jewish composer.
Meaning who?
Solomon Sulzer.
Uh-huh. So music was a part of your life as a kid and is still very much part of your life today as a rabbi, it sounds
definitely.
Like.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, it's about to be even more a part of your life in a way I suspect it never has been before, because Bruce is about to play this piano puzzler. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, we can work on this together, okay?
Right.
Okay, Daniel, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow, that was beautiful.
It was, and an epic piano puzzler for you, Daniel. What do you think? What did you hear in that?
Well, I heard Romantic Era, I hope.
Yes.
And I heard lots of runs and notes, and that makes me lean towards Chopin.
It's in the right vicinity.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe Franz Schumann?
That is even closer. Just all you have to do is move slightly sideways now.
Okay. Schubert?
Slightly sideways the other way.
Oh, Brahms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Johannes okay. Brahms. Okay. You honed in on Johannes Brahms. Nicely done. And there's a tune hidden in there as well.
Well, there were parts where it was clear and parts where it wasn't.
That's for sure.
I'm thinking that where it was clear, it sounded like turn, turn, turn.
That's right. That's what it is.
Nicely done.
Very good.
So the old folk song, turn, 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 in the style of Johannes Brahms.
Yes, I just want to add that it's supposedly a folk song, but I believe it's actually by Pete Seeger.
Yeah, by Pete Seeger, and with mostly words from Ecclesiastes.
Exactly.
Pete Seeger used to say that he got royalties for the 7 words that he added.
Excellent. So Pete Seeger's Turn, Turn, Turn in the style of Brahms. And Bruce, what were you borrowing from Brahms?
Lots of his techniques. His piano techniques involve 4 against 3 or 2 against 3, which where you have a rhythm, like in the part where I think you recognize the tune, the accompaniment is in 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But the tune on top has 4 pulses per beat. So you're hearing 3 against 2 and 3 against 4, depending mm-hmm. on that passage.
Mm-hmm. And that's something Brahms did.
He did it a lot. And you also have a kind of use of the keyboard with very deep bass notes where the harmonies are quite thick and dense, like here. And very deep use of intense bass notes. And there's also certain harmonic progressions that are very Brahms. It would be more complicated to explain, but there are chords that he, and progressions he uses a lot, which I peppered this with. The basic feeling of it is like a Brahms intermezzo.
So no specific Brahms intermezzo you were quoting from, just kind of the general feel of those late works that Brahms wrote toward the end of his life.
That's right. Now, I should say, you know what, we didn't really say at the beginning of the piece where the tune is. So I think I should point this out. That tune is exactly like that. I'm going to play this and try to bring out the tune very loudly. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Well, there are 20 Brahmsian notes for every note of the tune.
Yes, and there are about 10 chords in the style of Brahms here per 3. And Pete Seeger only used 3 or 4 chords for this, which is typical folk song kind of writing.
Well, now that we know, now that Daniel has guessed, it's turn, turn, turn in the style of Brahms. Can we hear this puzzler one more time? For everything there is a season, and for every tune there is a composer. Turn, 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 Pete Seeger's song, rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms, this week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph, and Daniel Swartz on the phone from Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. You got it. You got both parts. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Daniel, what's your public radio station?
WVIA, and I also listen on the podcast.
The podcast at performancetoday.org. Daniel Swartz, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
You're welcome. Thanks for a beautiful piece to listen to.
Thank you.
And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.